Everyone talks about how unclassy I am, and Fatso there just forgot to shake my hand, I guess.
You can say a lot of things about Sean Avery, and a lot of things have been said, and we will say a lot of things. But one thing you got to say, he wears a good pair of jeans. Now, that's you as a spokesperson, I guess, for Seven Jeans, Sean.
Yeah, that's the new spring-summer 2013 campaign.
Do you think if you would have done that when you played that you would have heard about it?
Yeah, I mean, I would have heard the homosexual comments and, you know, why is somebody doing that? What a distraction to his game. And how dare somebody actually be creative and explore some sort of art form other than slapping a puck around the ice and chasing men and beating each other up.
You are a board member, right, of Athlete Ally, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and what's the mandate of Athlete Ally?
Well, Athlete Ally is a nonprofit that encourages people in sports, whether it's players, personnel, fans, to be open and understanding of a person's sexual orientation. We also offer education on the matter and we'll go in, whether it's the NCAA or hopefully the four major sports organizations, and you know, talk to guys about really a lot of different issues, all coming back to acceptance and equality. I mean, the main word here is equality, really.
What do you think would happen now, given the comments that we heard from Chris Culliver, San Francisco 49ers, in the week before the Super Bowl, saying we don't have any homosexuals on this team, and if they were, they better keep it secret and wait 10 years to come out. Do you think that environment exists in hockey, and do you think that a guy could come out now on one of the 30 NHL hockey teams and live just like all the other guys?
I mean, he certainly wouldn't be able to live like the rest of the guys, but I think that if there was a guy and it happened in hockey, I think that it would be probably the best league to start with. I think that the one thing about hockey players is that they're pretty open-minded for the most case.
How bad is it, say, for an enforcer when your job is to go out there every day and take a guy out or make a statement on the other team? Those types of personalities, with the things that have been happening recently with people like Wade Bielak and Bulgard, is that something that has to change? Does that have to be looked at?
I think that it all comes back to the same situation, and I think that everybody has to look themselves in the mirror and say, you know, there's issues that we have in our game right now, and they all need to be addressed. So whether it's somebody's sexual preference, whether we think that some of the depression and issues that are starting to surface with athletes, not just hockey players, but all athletes, why is that? Where is it coming from? How are we going to fix that? Let's be open-minded as a group and let's really look at the problems.
You saw it firsthand in terms of the that type of personality. How bad is it?
Yeah, it's a tough job, you know? I mean, I would say that we're look at what's happening, and I'd say that the issues are starting to mount up, and it's certainly something that needs to be addressed, part of that is, let's talk about the fact before it happens. Let's not talk about it after and say, what went wrong? Why do we think that this guy did this? Why did it end up that way? Let's, talk about the issues that are in front of us instead of just hiding from it. And then tragedy happens and we all sit back and say, oh, what could we have done?